This episode is brought to you by Honey, the free browser extension that automatically finds the best coupons on the web so you get the best prices. Just visit joinhoney.com/cadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 544. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who is an older man by 1 year, Wombat.
I am. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Shipwreck and Shipwreck family.
Yep. The big 5-0.
No problem.
That's right.
We did it.
Yeah. I made it another whole year. So happy, I had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Good job. I saw at the Chili's.
Yep, we went to Chili's. I had the new Tri Margarita, which apparently has three kinds of tequila in it.
Could you tell? Could you taste each of them individually?
I could. You could kind of see. Actually, here's the funny story is I'm drinking it. I only had one, and you know, one is fine. It's not like going to knock me out, even if it was a strong one. But I was drinking it, and I'm going to say they just didn't mix it well, because as I started drinking it, I'm like, this doesn't taste like it has any alcohol in it at all. I say to my wife, as I get closer and closer to the bottom of it, my face gets redder and redder. And I could start feeling, obviously, the alcohol in it. And I was like, I may have spoken too soon about this drink that I'm drinking. So it was pretty good.
Nice. I saw that Chili's replied to you.
Yes, Chili's thanked me for celebrating my birthday at their establishment.
Oh.
So, you know,
I retweeted
that.
I retweeted Chili's thanks.
I would have if I had seen it. I think I have Chili's block on Twitter.
Why is that? You know what? A, I like Chili's.
Okay, it's good.
For all intents and purposes, you know, as chain restaurants go. My kids like it a lot, and they ate their dinners, and everyone was happy. We got the free chips and salsa. How could you go wrong?
I don't know. We were supposed to have lunch. What happened?
My company. So for whatever reason, this week in my company, in addition to myself, there are four other employees that have birthdays this week. So instead of just doing like, usually they'll do like cupcakes and sing happy birthday to someone at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing that, they decided to just lump everyone's birthday into one day and have like a lunch party.
One big gay birthday party.
One big gay birthday party, and it was nice because there was pizzas, and I like pizzas, and it was good pizza. It was really good pizza. Mm. So, yeah,
Domino's.
Yes, Domino's.
Maybe next week.
So, yes, definitely. I'm around all week next week, except for Tuesday, unless you want to come by me on Tuesday. I won't have a car.
Oh, you're at home?
Tuesday, I'm at home because I have to take my car in.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's my ping pong day. You know.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. I'm sure we'll figure it out. Okay. Maybe Thursday you'll meet me in this for lunch after ping pong.
And Sunday.
So what'd you get for your birthday?
Yeah.
I got a lot of people sent this to me when it came out, like on Twitter, like pictures of it. And my wife, got me the Joust Snow Globe.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
You are a big fan of Joust.
I am a big fan of Joust. There's no, you know,
and snow
it's
globes.
Not like... And snow globes. So it's really cool. Right now it's on my nightstand. So when I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing I see.
Now, is this a gift that you requested or did your family just have the insight to know that this was something you would want?
Here's the short story. So we were at the Broadway Mall, which I know Cheapy is familiar with. And I went into the GameStop there when we were there. And I asked the guy behind the counter, do you have the Joust snow globe? Because I was going to just buy it for myself. Because it's, you know, it's not particularly expensive, so why not? And I'm an adult and I have a job. So, and the guy's like, oh, let me check. And he goes, you know what? I don't have it here, but I could check what other stores have it in stock. And the GameStop closer to my house actually had it in stock. And he's like, I could call ahead and see what they have. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, it's all right. But I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me know where I could go pick it up. But so my wife was with me when I had this conversation. So she knew that the GameStop closest to my house had it in stock and that it was something I wanted.
And it was a hot seller, obviously, because it was sold out.
It was sold out.
GameStop.
Exactly. So
are there other snow globes or is it just Joust?
I think just Joust.
Perfect.
Just Joust.
Does it make any noise? Does it do anything?
No, it's just an ostrich with the jouster sitting on top of it in glass. In snow.
It's just like the little white snow?
White, and there's some glitter. That's the word I was about to use. You know the sparkly things that people throw? Glitter. The word is glitter.
Diamonds. Yeah.
And the base is like stone, but it has like the Joust logo, nice letters.
Enjoy that.
I mean, it's a
interesting product.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's made for literally one person in the United States of America, and I bought it. So that's that.
It's still way better.
I would watch a documentary about how this was made.
I mean, I like the idea of there being other midway, like a Spy Hunter snow globe or a Rampage snow globe or another Midway arcade treasure that I'm just not thinking of, a Smash TV snow globe.
Was this a Ready Player One tie-in or anything?
I don't know. No. I think it was just a thing. I mean, it's not even a Rampage tie-in. You'd think they'd have Rampage. That's a major motion picture.
What's weirder?
I mean, it's still a better idea than all of Atari.
Yeah, that's my question. Which is weirder, this or Bluetooth Atari speaker hats?
No one wants a Bluetooth Atari speaker hat. Someone would want Atari snow globe that had like the adventure duck in it. Someone would buy that.
I feel like I'm missing a link here or something, though. Like, that. Why is Joust inside of a snow globe?
Is there even a snow level?
No, there is no snow in Joust.
It's lava.
I know because I played Joust this morning. Because Sabrina didn't remember the game. And I'm like, oh, well, she'd play it this morning. And we did.
Did you throw the snow globe at her head? This will jog your memory. Doing.
Now you know what the snow globe's all about as we played it. And she's like, this is dumb. I'm like, you're dumb. Get out of my house.
My head hurts. I think I need medical attention.
No one asked you.
Well, good. I'm
happy birthday.
That is a good gift. I'm happy that you have that.
Yeah. Me too. Thank you. It's I think it's appropriate for me.
Sure. It's amazing what products get out there, I guess.
I mean, how much could it really cost to put together?
I don't know, but why? Like, who said it?
It's not an expensive product. It's a $20 thing.
It's not.
I've seen significantly more expensive collector items.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it's real glass. It's not like it's plastic or anything like that.
Right, but like, why Joust and why a snow globe? I think is what Shipwreck's saying.
Oh, I totally understand where he's coming from.
But you said it looks cool, so that's why. Maybe they tried it with a bunch of different
ones. Pictures?
They're like, Robotron. That really doesn't make any sense.
None of it makes sense. Like,
ostriches are in the snow?
Ostrich in a snow globe.
I don't know. All right. How about some show feedback? Some more things that don't make sense.
Don't forget to give context. King Trax has to...
Yes.
Says, why is Shipwreck the only one that doesn't sound like a grandpa while discussing Bluetooth headsets in episode 4542? GPD and Wombat will be discussing man diapers soon.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
What? Huh?
What did we say that made us sound out of touch?
I can't hear you. You have to speak up.
Right. And I can't hear you because I'm shitting my pants right now.
What? Who? What?
I didn't really understand this comment, but I thought it was funny because
it is funny.
Well, what did we say? I mean, I said I bought a $60 pair of Bluetooth headsets, and
I think he's maybe talking about the episode before that, before we bought them.
Oh, 5-4.
Yeah, this is two episodes back.
Yeah, it's a few.
No, but that's after we bought them. It's only two episodes.
Then I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you ask?
And I've been enjoying my Bluetooth, my $60 shit. What is it? Brainwaves. Brainwaves.
I'll take your word for it.
Huh?
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, they're good.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're fantastic.
Next week, we'll be talking about the adult depends. So, stand by.
I'm wearing a pair right now.
All right. This next thing is too depressing. Let's just not even read this.
Okay, we're not going to read this because it's too depressing.
It was just about last week. So.
Speaking of poop, did you have...
Yes.
Did you have this problem with any of your kids? Because it was not a problem with Emmeline.
Okay.
But Dashiell is a consistent pooper in the bathtub. Like, you stick him in there, it's going fine, and then he gets the poopy face, like, midway through the bath.
Oh.
And tonight, like, I saw it coming. I'm like, I'm going to get him out of the bath. No, I'm going to get him out of the bath. And I go to reach down, and nope, there it went.
Whee!
So I'm like picking him up, trying to like hold him over the toilet as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had a cup that he was playing with in the bathtub that I didn't realize was full of water. So as I'm swinging him around to stick him on the toilet, like, oh, hold this kid on a toilet that has no idea what a toilet is.
Right.
He dumps the water on top of like this entire cup of water on me.
You don't have any security cameras in your bathroom, do you?
I don't have it in my bathroom. That's the only place, really. Yeah.
No, we didn't. I don't remember Ty ever pooping in the bathtub, as far as I can remember.
You gotta scoop it out, and then you gotta bleach all the toys that were in there.
Oh, it's bad news.
Yeah.
Gross.
I can say
she's lined up to get in the bath next.
Oh, that's not good either. Like,
damn, I'm out. She's like, let me just get in the sink.
She's the opposite. She like comes in and is like, where's the poop? I want to see it.
Right.
It's right there.
Cool.
Stay out of there.
What did she say when she saw the poop?
There it is.
Did she help you?
Poop, there it is.
Poop.
Poop, there, poop, there it poop, is. There it is. Yeah. Poop, there it is.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm hoping this phase ends soon.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm sure it will. I know Elliot pooped in the bath once. I think it was just a one time. I was hoping for that.
Well, like,
yeah, I think it was just a one time thing. But he never did it a second time. Yeah, so that's all I got. I'm sorry, I'm not more helpful.
I he doesn't get bubbles in his bath anymore.
We didn't bleach his toys.
I don't want to miss
though,
the fact that there's like poop hiding underneath
that.
The bubbles. Like, and stick Emmeline in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's any situation that has poop in it is a bad situation. There's no good poop situations.
Nope.
Pretty much. If it's a situation and there's poop, it's bad. Speaking of bad and poop, let's go right to Watch This Bitches.
Okay.
Sure.
And talk about
where it is.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the big movie that came out that everybody's talking about. I've been waiting for this for so long. Trailer's been out forever. The new Adam Sandler film, The Week Of.
I watched it.
I did not. Well, I started it, and I got as far as I'm going to get.
How far is that? 20 minutes?
Maybe.
And how come, and as a few of our listeners pointed out, if I say a movie is good or a documentary is good, you guys will never watch it. But if I
can actually field this question.
Huh?
And if you say it's bad, why would we watch? It's not about good or bad.
Okay.
It's about the things you tend to suggest that we watch are like heavy and depressing.
That's not true, though. I often tell you that
it's 100% true of everything.
No, because
you should watch this. It's about how cows are murdering our children, and I'm like, I don't want to know about cows murdering my children.
You're living your life wrong.
Yeah,
that's not true. And I'll
everything you like is terrible, and you're a bad parent. It's a documentary on Netflix. That's the title.
Sometimes. I've never watched anything like that. First of all, second of all, I will tell you when the movie is like that. But often I will say it's specifically not depressing, and you should watch
this movie. It's awesome. It's about a family, but all their children are horribly murdered by pedophiles.
But
you'd love it. It's a 9-part series.
But I wouldn't say for that. I wouldn't say you would love it. Like Wild Wild Country. You still haven't watched that, right?
Oh, I was going
no.
To Wild
that
Wild
also
West.
Seems fairly depressing.
It's not depressing. It's
I've seen Wild Wild West.
Wow.
Anyway,
West.
We're very off topic here. We're talking about The Week Of, which is the
opposite of serious.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's right. You did try to watch Game Over Man, because I feel like there's definitely like some shared awfulness between
No, but Game Over Man is one of those super gross out R-rated or even unrated movies that, like, in the first 5 minutes, they're showing you a used condom. And that's when I turned it off. Spoiler, by the way, you see a used condom in the first 5 minutes of Game Over Man. But the week of, it's PG-13 or 14, whatever they call it on TV. So and it's they don't do that. They don't have any of that.
No, it's just boring.
It's just bored, like no nonsensical jokes. And like you have to wonder, like,
comical situations.
There's comical situations, but they're like, okay, like, why is a teenager who just got out of rehab funny? Like, there's no joke written about him, really. It's like all the obvious thing, like, oh, he's gonna probably like try to steal things in the house or drink the Listerine or something like that. It's like, why do they pick?
Oh, Rachel Dratch sure doesn't understand social norms.
No, it's Bob Schmiegel. What's his name? Schmiegel?
No, but Rachel Dratch plays the wife.
Oh, but she's
every time she's on screen. Oh, I'm gonna call this. I don't know how time zones work. I'm so crazy.
It's so bad.
I'm calling you, and I'm in New York, and you're in California. It's so late there. Comedy time.
I just feel like they must be on like some side, like Sandler must say, okay, here's the deal. They gave us, you know, like, I don't know, $20 million to make this movie. Let's just write the script in a day and never edit it. Let's just do that.
That's what all his movies kind of feel like over the past decade or so.
It's like nothing makes sense in the movie. Like, forget about the fact that there's no jokes. I mean, I did laugh once in 45 minutes.
And it was the one thing I laughed at.
Right, and it's like I laughed a few times in the 2 hours that I watched the entirety of this
movie. I heard that there's a funny bit later.
Way too long.
But it's
there's a couple. They save some of the funnier stuff to where most normal people would have turned it off.
Right. I mean, I had to go back to get to 45 minutes. I had to go back. I think actually I got to an hour. I had to go back like 5 times. And one time I made Mrs. Chibi watch with me for like 10 minutes. And, you know, she recognized the quality. Like, I'm like pointing out, like, look how Chris Rock is in this scene. And there's no jokes or anything. He's just walking around, like, looking at things confused.
I think they've obviously done the trade-offs here of, okay, we can make this much money without doing any edits or script rewrites. Mm-hmm. Or this is if we have to go back and spend that extra time to polish up some stuff, like cut this down to an hour and a half. This is the
right. Why is it?
It's like
hours?
The same amount of money. Like, it doesn't matter. It's the exact same amount of money.
When I saw it was 2 hours, I just like, what? Why? Oh my God! You have to check it out just to see like what a movie looks like when everything is in one take, and I don't know. And they filmed some of the scenes in my town here. They filmed it all over Long Island. So it was in like a lot of the local newspapers, you know, like, oh, Adam Sandler ate at this restaurant, these guys there. They filmed it, I think, some of it near you too.
I can't wait to go on the tour of the week.
I'm sure they did. Well, you know, Kevin James did. I don't know if his show's even on anymore.
It is.
That's recorded right by my house.
Well, it takes place in... Isn't it take place in...
it takes place in Massapequa, yes.
Anyway, I want to find the house that the week of takes place, that the big house where everybody's in. Just that's my mission. But, oh, man. It's just like...
Maybe we can find that Quality Inn as well.
I know. I already found that.
You already found that?
Yeah, it's not a Quality Inn. That's a made-up thing. It's Quality Lodge, I think they call it. But no, that's in Syosset.
Okay.
You mean the Quality Inn where they install a chandelier and then somehow installing a chandelier causes a leak in the room below that room? That was pretty interesting.
Spoilers. Doesn't stop there.
Also,
can we stop talking about this movie now?
I just like when Chris Rock said that it's been a very long night and he wants to go to bed, and you can clearly see it's bright daylight outside, just the window right behind him.
Maybe that's the joke.
No, because then when he gets into bed and turns the light out, it's pitch black. So, you know, it's not. Good try, though, Wombat. Nice try.
What else have you watched?
I finished this season of Jessica Jones. I don't think you made it through, right?
I did not. Is it good?
It held our interests. If you haven't seen it, I don't think like the main character this season is as exciting as like a real, I don't know. Is she really in the comic book?
Who?
Her mom.
I think so. I don't know. I'm not a big Jessica Jones reader.
It's not as interesting as like the Purple Man and really anybody else probably. I don't know. It was all right. Just okay. I would say it wasn't as good as I thought the first season was too gross. But other than that, I thought it was more interesting. But it was okay. Didn't insult my intelligence like the week of. What is this here? Oh, Silicon Valley. You guys never watch Silicon Valley.
No, I've never watched Silicon Valley.
It's not depressing, I swear. It's funny.
I've seen
I would probably like it, I guess. I like Zach Woods. I think he's funny.
Which one is he?
He's on that show.
But who's he play?
The skinny white guy that's not Thomas Middleditch.
Okay, yeah. He's very funny in it. Oh, yeah. This season. So this is the first season without TJ Miller. TJ Miller made that very interesting career move of, I think he maybe got fired, but he wound up leaving the show. And then at the same time, or shortly after, it came out that he was a horrible person. but his character was really funny on the show. So I think a lot of people were worried that the show was going to suck. But I think I'm like four or five episodes in, and it's very funny this season. And I think the rest of the characters are also very funny. And without TJ Miller's character, you just have more time with the other characters. So it's a good thing. So I would definitely, if you stopped watching, I kind of stopped watching because I really liked TJ Miller's character, but that was stupid. It's just as funny as I laughed out loud so many times today when I watched that episode.
So do we want to go to the next thing, and then we'll get to the big one last?
Do whatever you want. Keep going.
I was going to say, because I also watched this. See, you should watch this because it came out this week. Uh-huh. John Mulaney's new stand-up special came out on Tuesday, Kid Gorgeous. So all three of his shows specials are up there now. So
I don't even know who he is.
You don't know who John Mulaney is? He's just hosted Saturday Night Live.
I do not.
You should watch all three of his specials.
There's so many.
It would probably be weird to watch them all in order, but my wife and I did watch Comeback Kid on Monday to get ready for Kid Gorgeous on Tuesday because we're big fans.
Cool.
And Kid Gorgeous is really funny. I will say, having watched Comeback Kid the night before, I think I give the edge to that special like by a hair. I think that's probably that last bit on Comeback Kid is hard to top, but they're both very good.
Cool.
You should watch. I would say watch Comeback Kid first, and then watch Kid Gorgeous.
Right.
And then if you like those two, then go back to New in Town.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably the best stand-up out there right now.
Mm.
So I know a lot of people say that. It's not like I'm saying anything outlandish, but he's the best stand-up out there right now. So
Is he an American guy?
He is an American guy.
I was thinking of
He's very funny.
Else,
he was a writer on Saturday Night Live for a long time. He did Oh Hello, which is also, they filmed that for Netflix as well. You could watch Oh Hello. And he's also voice of one of the characters on Big Mouth, which I also recommend on Netflix, which you could watch.
Jesus, you watch so much shit.
It's all really good stuff.
All right, good.
That's like high quality. It's all quality stuff. You just named like four seasons of things you watched. Everything I watch is like single 1 hour things.
What's this next thing? I'm suspect.
My wife and I watched the Honeymoon special, which is Moshe Kasher and Natasha Leggero stand-up special.
Who, what?
They're two stand-up comics that are married, and they did a stand-up special together where she does a half hour first, and then he does a half hour, and then they do a half hour together.
Oh, these are the guys that they bring people up from the audience on stage?
Yeah, that's the last half hour.
Yeah, okay. That looked funny. I watched some of that.
Yeah.
Something else they did, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's very funny. My wife and I, again, we watched it together, which is a rarity. So anything that we can watch together, we enjoy. So I recommend that.
Nice. Yeah, I have a hard time getting Mrs. Cheapy to watch stand-up comedy or stuff like that. So it's sort of tough.
I would try the John Mulaney special.
I got her to watch the Chris Rock Tambourine, which was hilarious and it's very smart, but that was a real uphill battle.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some new releases.
Really? We're not going to talk
about that. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Whoa.
Jeez, Louise. Just because you haven't seen it yet, and by haven't seen it, I mean you really ruined the show.
I'm seeing it Saturday.
It is the most asked question of the week. Are you guys going to do a spoiler cast on Infinity War?
Do it. You can do it.
Not. Right now? No, we're not. We're not going to do it without you.
Why not?
Because it's not the same.
We could do another one. You could do part one spoiler now, and then part two next week.
We'll just table it for next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it too. I don't want to say anything else because anything you say about this movie
right.
is a spoiler.
Don't blow it for us. Mm-hmm. Seeing it in IMAX 2D, got the money seats.
Enjoy your IMAX duty.
IMAX duty? Oh, 2D. No, 2D.
IMAX duty. Got it. Enjoy it.
You have special bathrooms there. They're extra wide toilets.
There's toilets in the seats, so you can enjoy a 2-hour and 40-minute movie without worrying about it.
That's disgusting.
Hey, I didn't make the movie that long.
Okay. New releases. Now, for real.
Okay. Ooh. For real.
These real new releases.
Conan Exiles? I know Wombat's a Conan guy.
I should have, because I have the early access version. I think the update comes out, might be out when when the show is out.
This is the MMO type thing?
Yeah, but they say that the final version is supposed to be very different than the early access version. So I'm admittedly curious to see what that's like.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Good. So I'll give it a shot.
This Trailblazers game looks interesting. It's a racing game. It looks kind of like a F-Zero or a kart racer type of game.
Okay.
Does it take place in Portland?
It does not. That's what I was searching for. This game is very hard online because what you put in Trailblazers, it brings up the Portland Trailblazers.
That's Clyde Drexler, right?
He did play for the Trailblazers.
That is the only player I think I could ever name from the Portland Trailblazers.
Good job. but then if you put Trailblazers game in, then you also get Portland Trailblazers information.
Right.
If you put Trailblazers video game in, you get video game information about NBA basketball games. But this game, it's got like kind of a Splatoon type mechanic where you paint the track as you go along. And it's co-op, like you're
I believe you're blazing the trail as you go along.
Yes, yes. But as you, like, go around the track the next time, if you go through your paint, you get boost.
What if I search Trailblazers Glide? Will the game come up then?
Right, that's what you want. Oh, boy. It's impressive that you remember Clyde Drexler. Good job.
Thank you. I'm old.
Give you your due there, Wombat.
I know that guy.
It's because I'm old. Clyde the Glide.
He was bald, right?
Mm-hmm. Balding.
Bald enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
So that game looks interesting. Let's see here. For the Switch.
Everything.
10-yard fight. Nice.
10-yard fight. Made it out.
Oh, yeah.
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
How are the review scores for that?
They are very good. Better than it was on Wii U.
Ta-da. Magic.
That game's excellent. I played that on Wii U.
I know you like it.
Yeah. That's a really good Donkey Kong Country game. So I agree with the high scores.
Good.
How are you guys? Are you caught up on the Ultimate Ninja Storms?
Nope. I'm not familiar.
If not, you can get all of the Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storms on the Switch now.
That's the most exciting news I've heard all week.
All three of them.
Did you say all three?
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Ah, $40. Savings.
Or you could buy them individually for $20 each.
Right. Savings.
So yeah, I'd rather save my money and buy all three.
I'm going to save $40 by not buying any of them.
Any of them?
I bet that that's got to be easy money for them with that, though. Like, just throwing those out there on Switch, people are going to buy them.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shantae, Half Genie Hero, Ultimate Edition came out for Switch. That's a good game. It's out for Switch now. That's what happens.
Right.
And for the 3DS, 3D Retro Dungeon Puzzle Challenge, 70 cents for the 3DS.
Right. Wait, this Sly Spy for the Switch is the arcade game? Johnny's Turbo Arcade? What?
Oh, is somebody taking on Arcade Archives?
It's Data East. That's the Data East game.
Right? Okay.
Who's Johnny? Johnny Turbo is the guy's name, and it's his arcade. Johnny Turbo's arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not Johnny's Turbo Arcade. That would be something different. Huh.
Wait, is that the full name of the game, or is this a new series of arcade games that we're getting?
Oh, this is very confusing.
There's no way that somebody just made a new Sly Spy game and put Johnny's Turbo Arcade in front of it.
I thought they did. No, it is. I thought it was new. It's Flying Tiger Entertainment.
No. It's it. I'm looking. This is it.
Okay. So they remastered that?
It's the old arcade game. I used to get very excited when I came across Sly Spy. That was not one that you saw everywhere. But they were great. Switch. Getting the big hits.
Johnny. Flying Tiger Entertainment is a development company and publisher started by Johnny Brandstetter, better known as TurboGrafx's Johnny Turbo.
Got it.
So there you go. It's made by Johnny Turbo.
Johnny, right. Interesting.
Johnny Turbo made Sly Spy.
So he named it's his series of ports after himself.
Yes.
Cool.
So there you go. Mystery solved.
Damn. Imagine if you own Joust, you could have Wombat's crazy arcade. Joust.
I wanted you to buy me Joust when it was for sale and you wouldn't buy it for me.
Sorry.
It's just mean.
You could have been getting all the sales money from all these snow globes.
Yeah, we could have been in the snow globe business together, me and you.
Mm. Yeah, who got it? What happened there?
Warner Brothers probably got it, right?
I think Warner Brothers bought all the
Midway I could outbid Warner Brothers.
You'd be surprised.
They're very cheap.
There's two of them.
right.
Yeah, that was your best joke in the history of the show.
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else
Let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Are we done with new releases?
I think we're done with our new releases.
Cool.
Did you
All
see
right.
anything else in this list you wanted to talk about?
Well, maybe. I mean, look, you rushed through. We almost missed Sly Spy.
I'm sorry. I did.
Damn.
Japanese Mahjong.
I got to check now to make sure. I see if I have that on my...
let's just go to a word from our sponsor.
Fine. When you shop online, do you suddenly turn into a tab hoarder? Loading dozens and dozens of new tabs in your browser in search of a promo code, just one that works, afraid to close any of them in fear of missing out on a deal? Before you crash your browser yet again, try Honey. Honey is the free browser add-on that over 9 million people are using every day to save money while they shop online. So yeah, Wombat, I know that I've installed Honey.
As have I.
And that you've been doing some shopping with it. Why don't you tell people what
it's
about? Yeah,
I did. I bought sunglasses on Sunglass Hut. And thanks to Honey, I actually saved, I think, like $30.
Damn.
So that was cool. So I like it. I also used it on Amazon yesterday when I was price comparing things. And actually, Honey is helpful because it will tell you not only if it's... I was looking at a soundbar, and it showed me a way to buy it without... that would have also saved me about $27 on the item I was looking at, and also told me that it was the lowest price that item had ever been.
Damn.
Which is kind of cool when you're on Amazon, because if you're familiar with Amazon prices, they kind of can go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And this way it's nice to know, like, oh, this is the cheapest this product's ever been, so it's probably, you know, now's the time to buy it. So I like it. I actually use it a lot.
It is pretty cool how it just scans through all the coupons automatically and tries them to see if, like, you can see it in progress doing it. It's pretty cool. Over 9 million people use Honey every day, and together they've saved millions of dollars. Honey will never sell your data or give your information to third parties. So there's no reason not to add Honey to your browser today. Just go to joinhoney.com/cadcast to start saving with Honey today. That's joinhoney.com/cadcast. It's free, takes just 2 clicks to install, and will save you tons of money. Thanks, Honey. That's what I say all the time.
To me.
That's right. Thanks, Honey.
You're welcome.
All right, let's do multi-platforming in Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. And news
Overwatch?
And stuff. Overwatch.
State of Overwatch.
You're I have now? Some like bad news about Overwatch.
Oh, no.
It's terrible?
No, but I try to play now on Xbox, and there just seem to be not very many people playing. It takes forever.
There's other things to play.
I understand that, but it was always like, all right, you could get at least get into a quick play match and still have it be meeting the definition of quick play. But these days, you're bouncing around from skirmishes and this game, not enough players, back out. You know, that's one of the great things about Overwatch, for me at least, was if I had 15 minutes, I knew that was plenty of time to jump into a match.
Now you know why all these people are online this week were saying that multiplayer games are dead. Wait, that's what they were saying, right?
Who was saying that?
Me.
Oh. The guy who made God of War said that, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't that what he said? He said something.
No, I think, yeah. No, I was teasing.
Yeah, it's weird. I think maybe because the latest event just ended and people were grinding to try to get those specific loot boxes, so maybe they're taking a break now, but I don't know. Not a good sign, as far as I'm concerned. Nope. What else we got here?
I checked out Super Mega Baseball 2.
How is it? I mean, I have it.
Right, it's one of the games with gold games this month. It's pretty fun, actually. It's I never played the first game.
I believe I did.
Now, do I have to know what happened at the end of the first one to understand the second one?
Do you know how sequels work?
Yes.
You're going to be lost. No, I think you'll be able to get it. It's an arcade baseball game, but it's not overly arcadey, I wouldn't say. It's kind of weird. Like, because it still stays pretty traditional as far as the gameplay goes. It's got a bunch of different modes in there. It's got season mode and all that stuff. I've played a game and a half so far, so I'm not overly deep into it, but it seems pretty deep as far as like the features and having your roster and switching out your roster and the different teams have like different characteristics as far as whether they're good at power or pitching or speed and all that stuff. So the pitching, I always have a problem with pitching in baseball games because it's kind of boring to me after a while.
Right.
And I think they could have, I don't know, streamlined it a little bit more. Like the pitcher that I was using had like 6 different pitches he could throw. And you had to like press a direction on one of the analog sticks to select which pitch you wanted to throw. And then you aim it with the other analog stick and then you press A and then you have to like use the analog stick to make sure the cursor lines up to where you pitched it.
It sounds familiar, like the first game.
And it's just like, this isn't, I guess that's fun for some people, but like after a while you're just like, I'm just going to throw a fastball down the middle and get this over with. I'm not interested in throwing like 9 pitches to each of these guys. So I think there's some stream, like even if it like, maybe it's in there and I just haven't found it, but even if there was a mode to just be like auto select a pitch for me, I can, that like cuts a little bit of the process out. Like I don't want to have to like think, just make it a different pitch than what I just threw. Cause that's all I'm doing anyways.
Right.
So, but it, I injured the pitcher for the other team because I hit a line drive back so far back at him that he like got knocked out. I don't know if that's a common thing, if that's going to happen a lot, but right. That was surprising.
Right. Cool. It did get 4.5 stars from the Sporting News. They said it's the best baseball game of 2018.
It's kind of crazy like how good it is.
Could be considered, it says.
Yeah. Like it's way better than what I thought it was going to be, I guess, going into it, just because, I mean, it just came out and it's on Game Pass, right? Like it's...
Yeah. They must have made a deal with Microsoft. Right. Sure. That's cool.
It's cool that it's there, though. So...
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure Microsoft did make a deal because they don't have a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yep.
All right. What else we got here?
I also have been playing a little bit of Hellblade.
How is that?
That came out on Xbox One. That game is weird. I was not expecting that going in. Like, I knew it was a Ninja Theory game, and I knew, like, I was thinking, oh, okay, Heavenly Sword, I'm going to go in here and do some combo combat and do that type of stuff. That's what I was setting myself up for, like, when I decided to launch the game. I just wanted to beat some stuff up.
I understand that. Yep. I can get into that next, but go ahead.
And there's a lot of dialogue, like really crazy, weird dialogue. Like the whole thing is based upon voices in her head. And the surround sound is crazy in this game. Like you're hearing voices from all the different speakers.
Yeah.
And it looks nice, but it's a little bit talky compared to like the ratio of combat to talkiness. Like it basically breaks down to, okay, here's a talky bit where I'm like walking, or it's like a cut scene. Like she's just like floating down a river at the beginning, like in a boat for way too long. But then it like, okay, then I'll fight like five guys or something, and then I'll have to like solve a puzzle. And that's been kind of the, I don't know, maybe 2 hours in, that's been the consistent loop that it's going through.
I heard the game's only like 5 hours long, though.
I think I checked in it. How long to beat had it around 7. So it's cool. It's really like well done. I just don't know that I was, when I sat down to play it, I wasn't prepared for what it was.
Sure.
But it's a quality experience. It's pretty nerve-wracking when you're playing it because it's just all of those voices in your head. Yeah. Yeah. So they accomplished that. It was just not the feel-good beat-em-up that I was anticipating.
Speaking of beat-em-ups, I got my first level 30 character in Injustice 2 since they raised the level cap. My Superman is now level 30. It's very exciting. I did a Superman event when it was around his birthday, I think it was last week, where I got a set of level 30 gear for my Superman. So he now has like really cool, like some of the new design armor.
You get the bathtub shoes?
Pretty much. It's a pretty cool looking Superman. He's pretty crazy looking.
We need to play some...
I was very happy about that.
When are we playing Injustice 2 online and streaming it live for people to watch?
I streamed a little bit yesterday.
No. I said, when are we doing it head-to-head versus...
Oh, I'll lose terribly. It's fine. I'm well aware of that. But whenever you want. You tell me. I know I have a lot of other games to play, and yet I spent my whole weekend playing Injustice 2 because I felt like it.
The Son of Jor-El will be my slave forever.
Mm-hmm. You know, that game for me is very relaxing.
Not when I'm kicking your ass. It's not going to be very relaxing, and the world is watching.
That's fine. I'm like already. I'm like, these are things I'm okay with.
You're going to cry.
Maybe.
And then we're going to play Injustice.
Fine.
All right. Did you guys watch the new Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer?
I watched it.
I decided to not watch it.
It's cowboys.
Great. I decided I just want to be surprised.
It didn't spoil anything for me. I don't know.
I know, but I haven't seen it. It hasn't been forced upon me, so I just sidestep around.
It didn't have
it.
Much info in there. Like, the only info it had, is this going to spoil it for you? I don't even know.
No, it's fine. I don't care.
So, hover cars.
That's cool. Why it's called Red Dead. It's called Red Dead Redemption Returns.
So he's back.
Yeah, Red RDRR. And get it? RDRR.
Sounds funny. And hoverboards. Got it. Cool. And right, hoverboards. I'm in. I guess I should pre-order
and
it now.
And there were horses in the trailer.
Horses. Hover horses?
There were hover horses. Mm. And there was also Marty McFly.
Well, I guess maybe I will watch the trailer.
It's got Marty McFly. But Marty McFly, the senior one, from Back to the Future 3 with the mustache and the Irish accent.
Perfect. Well, the best one, you mean?
That's the best Marty McFly, yeah.
The standard Marty McFly, mm-hmm. as we yes. prefer
and
to.
Mary Steenburgen. I should have said that, too.
All right. In other non-related news, Capcom is re-releasing Mega Man games in cartridge form for the Super Nintendo and regular Nintendo. And I was
Don't
just,
they know that they can make a snow globe and sell just as many?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they're charging $100. Is that $100 each?
Mm-hmm.
Ship, are you like, is this for you?
You gonna buy these?
This is not for me.
Not for you. Okay. I wasn't sure.
The issue why it's not for me.
You already own them?
That's a big part of it. I already own the original cartridges for both of those games.
But not the box.
And it's not a blue cartridge.
Well, no, but it wasn't originally a blue cartridge. It's a weird thing. It's not... This doesn't appeal to me like new,
right?
Like,
new
fancy
collectible
old cartridges. Like if it's a game like that didn't exist, like maybe like that's more interesting to me.
Yeah, I
like,
think
they'll sell out of these, no problem. I
sure,
mean, but it's so weird because like you can get they the entire collection did, of honest. Mega Man games for like $6 digitally. It's not like these games are like hard to find.
No, I think it's the idea.
It's
that
not elevator action.
It's more that it's 2018 and then I can buy a cartridge in a box and it's something new. Like how
Who
you don't
cares?
There's not a lot of opportunities for that, I think.
I do have both of these games in the box.
Well. And my guess is why you're not buying them is because it would be probably a lot more interesting or cooler if you were going to showcase something to showcase the original than the
yeah,
one that
I don't,
just came
I
out.
I mean, I understand like clearly there's just Mega Man collectors out there.
Sure. He's a Mega Man.
Right.
Who wouldn't like that?
I have like no issue with these being offered. They just don't appeal to me.
Okay. I was curious about that as a grown man who spends his disposable income on really nerdy things like artisanal retro cables. Would a $100 cartridge appeal to you? And the answer is no. Okay.
I would spend that $100 on something that I don't like. If I was going to buy a cartridge, it would be something.
I get it. It doesn't already exist. You couldn't own the original.
Yeah,
for a reasonable
like
price. Sure.
Like I'd have to go pirate it or something to play the game, but sure. I wanted like a real version of it.
Popeye. Like Casey
Do you
Munchkin.
Have Popeye?
Do I have Popeye?
Do you have Popeye?
I have a Popeye statue that I'm looking at right now.
Yes, but do you have the game Popeye on the Nintendo? I feel like that's hard to find.
I have Popeye. The Japanese version of Popeye 2 for the Game Boy, I think.
Okay.
Not the same thing.
I can't. I can't see from where I'm sitting at. I can't see if I have Popeye or not.
I mean, I don't know how much Popeye costs for the Nintendo.
It's probably a decent amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's like a launch title, isn't it?
$4.
Close to it.
$4. $17. Buy it now on eBay.
Okay. That's a
how much?
$17.
Okay.
No box though.
So that's not very expensive.
Right.
Not yeah. That's cheaper than $100.
It is cheaper than $100. I'm just saying.
But no box yeah. though.
Also, yeah, I no like the Nintendo games were gray.
You could buy a Popeye arcade machine for $400.
Okay. Now
what's up with you and Popeye? Who's talking about Popeye?
I am.
Nobody for this story has nothing to do with Popeye. All of a sudden.
I prefer Popeye to Mega Man.
All of a sudden,
and now we're talking
about
Popeye.
Out of nowhere. Are you thinking about fried chicken again, Wombat? Be honest.
Again? I didn't know I stopped.
All right. I mean, yeah. You think they will sell 8,500 of these at $100?
Whoa, 8,500?
Yeah,
that's a pretty big run.
Is that, and that is for both? Is
they only made 9,000 Jeff snow globes?
Each, that's okay. Each game will have 80. Each Jeff game will have 8,500 copies available total. So that's, let me see the math.
Okay, and only 1,000 are blue ones. The blue ones are going to go. 1,000 of anything will sell.
Got it.
8,500. That's a big run for these like limited run type of things. Right. But it's Mega Man. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I didn't buy that Street Fighter one either. That the red one. Is it, that was the one that warned that it could set your house on fire, right?
If you actually used it, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think people are actually using it, but yeah, it shouldn't do that. It's not like an unreasonable thing to assume that somebody might want to put it in their Nintendo.
Okay, yeah, this time around it said, oh yeah, I'm reading the article on Kotaku, and it says this time around neither of the Mega Man games has any warnings about the cartridges setting your console on fire. Hmm. So they've worked that out. After Street Fighter 2.
Good job. What else did I add here? Oh, I added this news story that PUBG Corporation has confirmed the arrest of 15 hackers in China, and they are facing fines up to over $5 million because they're developing. These are guys who actually developed software to cheat the game and sold it. And it's actually, you know, you can prove that normally, like, you know, you can prove damages just from, you know, saying it would be like people stealing the game. But in this case, it's probably all about the loot and the loot marketplace, because that's why people are probably, it's worth cheating for, because there's real money at stake, you know, like otherwise why fucking bother like risking this stuff to cheat at a video game. But because of this in-game marketplace, I guess it makes you more susceptible. So don't cheat, Wombat. I know you're always looking to make a quick buck, but don't fall to the dark side.
Okay. Thanks. Do they have any cheats for Popeye?
I don't think those are making money. I don't think you can make money cheating at Popeye.
Says you.
Just ask Billy Mitchell.
He made a lot of money.
He has to give it back now, didn't you hear? No.
No, he doesn't.
Somebody might sue him, though.
I doubt
it. How could they sue him? Let's see.
What would they take? Nothing.
They'd have to prove that he caused damages by cheating.
It sounds like
Twin Galaxies could prove that they damaged the whole.
It sounds like it'd be more expensive to prove than
to get the money, the money you could get out of it. You could take over the hot sauce brand. Mm. Or get that inside source for those ties. All right, Nintendo. We have nothing underneath Nintendo. Anybody been playing with their Switch lately?
Actually, I have. I played some of a robot named Fight.
Oh, you talked about
that last week. How
yeah, I played some of it. That is a really well done 2D Metroid game. It's got rogue like elements to it as well, though. So like you die and you start over at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I got pretty far through my first time, like I'd been playing for a decent amount of time, had I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 of the upgrades I found, and then I didn't realize I was playing a roguelike. And
surprise,
it like put me back at the beginning and all of my stuff was gone, and I turned it off, and I have not turned it back on. I want to play it some more, but it was I like tried to do the dash move that I had gotten, and it was gone.
It was too shocking. The whole thing was too shocking.
Right. It was just like I don't want to do all that again right now.
Right.
No, as I was going through it, like text messages would be coming up on the screen, like you've unlocked blah, blah, blah. And it was like, okay, I don't understand what that's doing. But maybe it makes it easier to go back and get the upgrades that I found. I don't know. I need to see what the roguelike aspect of this is.
Do a little research and then go back to it.
Yeah, I will. I will certainly do that. Gretchen plays the Switch every night, so I don't have a lot of time with it currently.
Interesting. Microsoft. At Lucian2K2 writes in and asks, can you talk about the console sales, Xbox console sales? Is there anything Microsoft can do to be great again? I think he was referring to this Variety article. They did an article about why Microsoft doesn't share the number of Xboxes sold anymore. They announced that they were going to stop doing it at some point. I don't know. How long ago was that? Was that like a year?
When they started losing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious like why they stopped. Once you're going to, it's clear that you're not going to catch up and it's not going to be.
Right. Why would you want to be putting that number out every month?
It's every month. Just, yeah. It's one thing if it was like once a year or something, but every month, it's just like, it's not helping at all. But Microsoft said that they use a different key metric for success. And
money.
That's, which is it's a very good key metric for success, by the way, in this.
Yeah. I mean, business. If they're making money, then that's, you know, it totally works.
Yeah, I think it doesn't mean as much as it did in previous generations where there wasn't so much online dollars getting sent to the companies. Mm-hmm. It's good news that everybody can make some bucks, but it is.
Yeah, their actual quote was all about engagement and whatever, but
that
all boils down to money.
Sure. You can't. The point is.
And probably subscriptions and
that's
all that kind of. Yeah, yep. I would say yes. I know it's money. But there's, you know, there's more subscriptions on the Xbox that are game related than there are on the PlayStation. So they could be, they may have sold fewer consoles, but they could be earning revenue in significant ways that Sony isn't.
It doesn't matter if Sony is or isn't. It's
their money that they're making.
Sony has their money. Microsoft has theirs.
That's what I mean. Everybody's making money. It's a good thing.
It's great. Yeah. We want everybody to be making money.
Because if everybody's making money, then you don't have to worry about the companies not supporting your thing anymore.
Right. And also don't worry too much about the explanations that executives give for doing different things, like the Microsoft executive for not giving out the sales numbers, or the EA executive who says that gamers don't want linear games anymore, and that's why we're not making the Star Wars game. I mean, sometimes it might be true, and sometimes it may be just a small part of the reason, and there's some other reasons that it's just simpler to give that reason.
But that is a funny statement to release, though, you know, the same week that the sales numbers for God of War come out.
Which one? The Microsoft, you mean?
The EA statement.
Oh, that's an older statement that somehow popped up again.
Oh,
because of
I thought you meant the Microsoft statement.
I know what you're talking about, Wama. Somehow the EA statement came back. Oh, it's because Sony announced their God of War sales numbers. So people went back to find a tweet that Corey Balrog. It's not Balrog. It's
something.
Barlog. Yeah. Balrog's a, you know, Street Fighter guy. Basically calling out the EA executive for saying that customers don't want linear games. But God of War is not a linear game. It's not linear.
Yeah.
But it meets the characteristics of an open world game enough, I think, for most for it to not be a lie to call it an open world game. Right? I mean, it may not be the most open world, but it's open worldish. Is it?
Sure. I need to get back to that. I literally didn't play any over the weekend. I planned on it, and then, like I said, I just kind of got sucked into playing more Injustice 2 for no reason.
I've been playing. I just got the. I mean, it's not really. I don't think this is a spoiler to say that there's shock arrows in the game, and I got.
So is it? It sounds like, you know. Again, it has this very Legend of Zelda-y quality to that. You know, classic.
I will say though, I do not think of God of War as an open world game I recognize that I have choices. It does not feel like Far Cry.
No, you're kind of going on a path.
There's paths, and you can decide which paths to take. It's a big linear game. I don't know. It's not a linear game. It's like Onimusha. You know, like these little side things in Onimusha.
I remember Onimusha, sure.
It's not like Onimusha. Probably the new Onimusha game is going to be just like God of War.
Is that happening? I mean, I've seen the rumors.
I don't know. Did I imagine that?
I've seen rumors about it. I think they'd re-registered the trademark or some nonsense.
I mean, if we're talking about... they're going to re-release the old games.
You're right, exactly. Bingo. That's what's going to happen.
I played the crap out of that first one.
Onimusha?
Yeah.
Good games.
Yeah, I played all of them. Me and Mrs. Cheapy love those games.
When I was young, I actually was able to do that whole thing where you're in the pit and you have to the arena fights to get the super weapon. Super hard. It was super hard, and I did it, and I felt very accomplished. Wow, I was also much younger. Dude? I know. I wasn't always terrible, and then I got old.
Shit. It does happen.
I know.
Well, if we're talking about God of War, we might as well.
How's God of War treating you? Yeah. How's Sony treating you?
Well, first of all, Sony says they're fastest selling PS4 exclusive ever. They sold over 3 million copies.
Until Spider-Man comes out.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty good.
Spider-Man looks really good.
But I'm enjoying God of War. I'm still enjoying the... it does get a little annoying to have Kratos answer everything with, I don't know, or...
Boy.
Yeah, but I like the kids' dialogue, so it's sort of, balanced out. And, you know, I do enjoy the combat a lot, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. So I can see why it's successful. But it doesn't... I definitely would not describe it as an open world game in my description of the game. Getting back to that linear statement. And trust me, people will be happy to play a linear game if it's good. If you had a really good linear Star Wars game,
that was engaging and not clunky like the last one that they put out, yes.
Right. But then, like I said, don't just because that's what the executive said, the reason for canceling the game, well, it doesn't mean that's the actual reason. So, here's a question. Oh, I put this in Sony, but it was really for Xbox. I don't know. Shipwreck, answer this Xbox question.
Okay.
That's in the Sony. That's in our Sony section. This is from Shazam. This is actually from our Discord channel, discord.gg/CAG, if you want to get in that. The question was from Shazam, and he says, "While I don't take part in any fanboy activity, I do understand PlayStation does seem to have a strong foothold when it comes to exclusives. I understand we don't know for Xbox's full first-party plans, but if you were in Phil Spencer's position, how would you fix this problem? Any games you would start up or studios you would buy?" Ship, can you make Microsoft catch up to Sony this generation?
No problem.
What they should do is make a deal with Marvel and make good Marvel games. But Sony's already done that. Yeah, Sony's doing that with Spider-Man. If Sony's doing that with Spider-Man, there should be an Xbox One for the Avengers. But
Connect.
Look, if Microsoft came...
The answer is Fable.
Well, Fable is going to happen. I don't know that that's the whole answer, but it's at least an interesting property. The problem that Microsoft has had with a lot of their exclusives lately are they don't feel like AAA games.
Correct.
Rise 2.
ReCore. Or Super Lucky's Tale.
It's almost like they forgot to secure exclusives. And then they said, holy shit, we forgot to secure exclusives. Let's get some as soon as possible. So all the games that they have are games that are made, you know, they're not AAA games. They're games that could be made in a year or two. Or games that were almost ready. So, yeah, something they, you know... Who was the guy who quit? Matterick?
Yeah.
Bailed and he went to Zynga? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he forgot to make games, exclusives. And even now, the problem is Shazam, even if Shipwreck comes up with all these games they should be making,
they're 5 years out.
Right. So
yeah, it's too late is the problem for this generation.
Yeah, they have to plan for the next generation.
I mean,
they have to have, if they want to do that. I mean, I don't know how their financials look, but if it makes sense to put the money into developing these strong first party games, then it's going to be for the next console.
Should Halo 6 be out by now?
No.
No, you don't think it's time?
No, I think take your time on Halo. Because
should the next Halo be last open world RPG?
Did not have the legs of that Microsoft would have liked.
Right.
So I think really go back and make sure you're nailing everything with Halo, because that's your iconic franchise that you have. Like, really, other than that, Gears doesn't.
At this point, you don't even release a new Halo game for Xbox One. You save that for the next system. Ideally, I mean, if that's your launch title, that's
unless should they just like quickly put out Halo VR?
No, fuck that.
Halo Battle Royale.
No. Just keep us thirsty. 100
player Halo.
They don't have the studios is the problem too.
Yeah, they don't. They forgot to do all this stuff. They were too busy cleaning up the mess. Matterick's mess.
Yeah, so I think that the next, this is clearly something that Microsoft will address in the next iteration of console. I don't know, whatever they're going to do with these things now, however they're going to market it. Because it's clearly not in the pipe works right now.
No, and it doesn't. Strategically, I don't think it makes sense to put it out for the Xbox One. You already put out a Halo game.
Should it be a smaller idea? Maybe it's not so much as exclusive games. Maybe it's exclusive content. Maybe Far Cry 5 should have had exclusive vehicles found only in the Xbox
version. Nobody cares about that.
I don't know. I'm just thinking. No. Just thinking. Thinking out loud. Trying to help.
I it can sway people that one way or another if they have both consoles.
Both consoles, but that's really it, right?
Yeah. The best thing they can do is just get ready for the next system. I mean, and look, they're making money now, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know that they're profitable. I'm assuming. It seems they must be doing fine.
They're doing fine.
I think just Fortnite alone is helping everybody.
Right. That's the thing. Like, maybe the third parties are enough. Like, sprinkled in with your Forza, your Halo, and your
movie rentals.
Your Game Pass scenarios. Yeah. Your EA Access. You know, those are really good products that, you know, if I was a parent buying a console for my 14-year-old or 15-year-old, and instead of buying them games, I would do $10 or $20 a month, whatever it is. Well, $10 a month for Game Pass, and then the additional $40 a year for EA Access. It's not bad. That's not a bad deal to get all
those
games.
You get
a
lot of good stuff.
And to not have to pay any more than those two things. And it's like, oh, I need a new game to pay. Well, there's 400 over here. Pick one. So.
Yeah. It does make.
I don't know what they're going to do with the first party for this for the Xbox One, because
you're going to get Forza games and you're going to get Crackdown.
Crackdown coming, and it's not. They needed a lot of work last time we saw that.
They need to crack down on that game.
On Crackdown.
That game should be awesome. Like, what happened with that? That thing. Like, maybe they've turned it around since last year when we saw it. But
yeah. I think, you got that. You got the Forza games, which are great. And, you know, you call it a learned lesson, hopefully. That, you know, you don't screw it up for the next one. What else we got here? Anybody playing the Harry Potter game on iPhone?
No.
I am also not playing that. Good Anybody talk. Play the Detroit Good Become talk. Human demo on PS4?
Nope.
No.
I'm interested in that game, but I'm not interested in playing the demo. That would just
I'm interested in either.
Oh, I like androids. I like wondering about androids becoming human.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yeah. I watch all those TV shows that are related to that subject. So I will probably check that game out. Hopefully they have it at Redbox. That would be ideal. Even more ideal, they could just send me a copy of the game without me doing anything. What's the chance of that happening? How about some CAGBAG questions? Why don't you just ask me the CAGBAG questions? At Atlas Shrugged 80 writes in and says, "Hey Shipwreck, how are Shipwreck's Framemeister and SCART cables holding up?"
Fantastic. Everything is still in working order.
You got what you paid for?
Yeah, no, it's good. I eyeball the stuff that I don't have that I can hook up differently, but right now everything is working great, so there's no reason for me to go buy the latest and greatest in artisanal retro video game gear.
Oh, there's something better than that now?
There's this... what is it? It's the... I'm forgetting the name of it right now.
Frame Master?
No, it hooks it up slightly differently. It's Scan is in the name, I think. Oh,
does sound better.
Yeah, it's good.
Scan.
It's pretty cheap, Scan? Too. Yeah. Huh. So you want to look for that thing that I'm forgetting the name of and
grab
that. Or the Framemeister. But I already invested in this way of hooking up my stuff. And it looks fantastic. So
you don't want to fuck with it.
Yeah, I don't.
But what if it could just look like 10% more fantastic?
Right. that is a that
and
is
only
an option.
It could only take you like 5 hours to like rewire everything.
Right.
Think about that. Just try sleeping tonight, knowing that that's an option.
The open source scan converter.
Sounds reasonably priced because it's open source.
Mm-hmm. So those have been out for a little while, but I went a different route and I'm happy with it.
I'm happy that you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy Ni No Kuni 2 yet? That question comes from Shireese.
I have not yet. I will get that at some point.
Very Shipwreck oriented questions in the CAG bag this week.
Yeah, I could just go home. Wait, I am home.
See? No, I think that's it. I think it's time to go home, as Wombat said.
We're not going to talk about the new Postal Service app.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody about that. I was trying to explain it to my dad, and he thought I was an insane person. I might as well have been speaking Chinese.
Do you remember the name of it?
Yes,
it's called... Informed Delivery.
Yeah.
Informed Delivery is what it's called?
That is what it is called. Okay. It's called Informed Delivery. My wife hates that I have it.
United Postal Service has this app that I turned Cheapy and Wombat on to as well. But every day in the morning, you'll get an email from them, or you can look in the app as well, and they scan and show you pictures of all the mail that's coming to your house that day. And that's insane. What is going on? Like,
I think it's the best. I like knowing what's coming. I like being able to tell my wife, "Hey, just so you know, there's an invitation coming for Elliot." And then my wife gets all mad at me, going, "I don't want to know." I'm like, "Well, now you know."
You should plan fake things in her mind. Yeah.
So we have that going on, and it also tells you when packages are coming.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess the reason why it exists, Chip. Because you said why.
I know why. Like, because it's all going through scanning machines anyway to sort.
Right. You might as well just snap
it. It's just interesting that they open it up to show everybody.
Yeah. I liked your idea about how they could really make... Imagine... Well, tell them your idea on how they can make it better.
My idea is you open that up and... Because you can right now you can say, "I didn't receive this piece of mail," which is the useful thing if you see something's coming and it didn't get to you. But I'm thinking, how nice would it be to like say, "Yeah, go ahead and recycle this.
Just don't bother with the checkbox.
Don't bother.
No.
I don't need this junk mail. My wife already got a new car. I don't need this one from Hyundai."
Exactly. My name, this is not anybody in my family's name, yet it keeps coming. No, mm-hmm. No. Yeah, that'd be great. I would pay money for that.
Bed, bath, and no thank you.
Like, why? And this app is free too. And I would have paid like a buck for this app, easy.
Yep. I would pay money for the app,
money
and I would
on
pay
the table here.
I pay money for them to throw shit out and not bring it to my house.
Right,
not a lot.
Service. I'll pay like $7 a month.
Seven? Really? That's a lot.
I don't know. Maybe something less like than that. What's a reasonable rate?
I don't
know. How much does a banana cost?
How much would it cost for me to get my Xbox back? That's what I want to know. Can I do that through the app?
Was that through the postal service?
Yes.
You would have been so happy to see that package going.
They
everywhere.
Never responded to any of my inquiries. I'm not talking about Twitter. I mean, like through like the real channels. Just like never called me back. Never fucking wrote me back. But they got this app that takes pictures of all your junk mail and heads up.
It's coming.
Heads up. Here's another ad for a generator for your house. It's coming. You get one, two a week. All right. Let's wrap things up. Let's thank everybody for listening, of course, and remind them to do what, Wombat? To go to joinhoney.com/CADcast. And download the Honey free browser extension. Follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. We also have Video Game Deals on Instagram now. It's at CAG Deals. This is the Instagram account. Ideally, not the best way to get video game deals. I'll be the first to admit that. But if we get 10,000 followers, then we could add links to the posts. So that's exciting. And yeah, that's it. We'll see you next week.
Merch done.
I was laying in the bed like, give me some head. She said, when it comes to that black, you dead. I don't suck pills. I was looking at the chick like, bitch, still. What the fuck the deal? Do you really feel if you don't begin to kneel, you would add sex appeal? Well, I feel. Oh, yes, you will. Be licking my dick tonight. My zipper went zip, I put my pants to my hips. She put her thumbs up like the father says. I was like, shit, I dislike her. She got her thumbs in the air like a hitchhiker, ready to fight her. But instead I chill, I looked her in the grill and said, oh yes you will, be licking my dick tonight. When you give me head, lift your tush up. When I said what I said, you should have seen how her whole face pushed up. She said, huh, what ill? Oh, yes, you will. Be licking my dick tonight.
You won't be doing that shit, never done it before. No, I'm not doing it. Get your hand off my head. Move it out of my face. I don't believe in that shit. You're asking me. I won't do it.
Oh, yes, you will.
I won't be licking my dick
that she wanted from the way she kissed my stomach. I couldn't wait to start coming from it. Imagine if she doing it like she getting blunted. You know, French kissing, putting her tongue on it. And then she stopped, and I was like, doggone it. Stop acting scared like my house haunted. Oh, yes, you will be licking my dick tonight. I said, boo, do me, and I do you. She said, okay, go first, then I do you. Well, I do
lick the pussy,
and you do
lick the dick.
Licking the dick or licking the click, if we do it together, we on some 69 shit. Licking the dick or licking the click, I know mad chicks who act like they don't lick dick. Licking the dick or licking the click, huh, if I had to pick. Oh yes you will, be licking my dick tonight.
I don't do that. I've never done it. I won't be doing that shit. Don't be trying it. Move. I ain't
sucking. Oh, yes, you will be licking my dick tonight.
all my dick suckers in the house, what up? And all my click lickers in the house, what up? To all my dick suckers in the house, what up? And all my click lickers in the house, what up? You know, this is straight up cunnilingus type shit, shit, shit. Oh yes you will be licking my dick tonight.